Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Rebecca.
I do believe that it is the four of us for like the next couple Sip and Discuss Wednesdays.
Okay. So,
you know, anyway, people better get used to this grouping is all I'm saying. We're going to be in your face. Just a note, and we'll talk about it again at the end, but we will be here next Wednesday night in prep of Thanksgiving. Because
yes,
none of us are really cooking for the holiday.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So we said, screw it. We're going to talk about books on Wednesday night. We'll have our own version of Drinksgiving right here on the YouTube.
We should find a fun Thanksgiving cocktail to make.
We should. But not live. Like, I'm not going to make it live.
Well, no, that's a lot of work. We can just talk about it.
I actually was talking. This is so off subject already. I was talking to Nikki. And she's like, should we do another cocktail class? And I'm like, yeah, because the last one went so well.
It was a lot of fun. I was super, super wasted by the end of it, but it was a lot of fun.
I think that was pre-Amanda.
Yeah, I wasn't
You were there? Oh,
no.
That was Jen Ellen's first ever buzzing event, too.
Oh, wow.
And she stuck around.
She did.
Yeah.
I mean,
Becky made all the cocktails and then had to drink the cocktails as she continued making the cocktails.
And I think we did five that night,
because there was fire at some point, and
Nikki told us none of us were allowed to use the fire.
She's like, I will do this, but nobody else is allowed to. She basically scolded us.
She's like, no,
I mean,
fire.
She knows us. She knows that we can't be trusted with fire, which, I mean, she's the one who planned it, so
it was a good time. It was a lot of fun. So maybe we have to have a cocktail night
again. The next day was not so much fun, but that night was a lot.
I mean, I can help you solve that.
No, that is not a solution.
Okay. Advil. I'm talking about Advil.
Well, yes, Advil and Gatorade before you go to bed, but I am not a spring chicken anymore. And that much alcohol in my system still is there the next day. Like, it's oozing out of the pores.
I mean, I don't think
she just gets it out before she goes.
Shower pukes do not work for me.
It does.
Just saying.
Okay, so back on topic.
Why would we do that?
So on this episode, we are reviewing the Buzzing Book Club pick for November. That's the month we're in, November. The book was The Truth Never Spoken by Amber Cordova. This was her debut book, and it is the first book in her Baker Oaks series. And Baker Oak is the small town that these people live in. Who wants to do all the things? I think, is it Amanda? Are you doing all the things?
I can.
Do all the things.
So the release date was May 7th, 2024. Tropes are second chance, dual timeline, small town, sportish. He plays high school football, so you get a little bit of that. It's sweethearts, high school sweethearts, close proximity, micro trope, it's always been you. There is a dual timeline. The series is the Baker Oak series. This is a series of standalones, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's dual first person point of view. The put out percentage, I think it was like 40-ish.
Yeah, it was close to 50.
It was in a flashback, right?
Yeah. It was in a flashback.
Yeah,
I think so. Present day was 60.
Okay. Yeah.
I forgot to write it down.
And okay, then it is available in Kindle Unlimited.
So I think the big theme. So let's talk a little bit about this as we go. So I think the big thing of the theme of this book was the second chance, and we'll get to that. But one of the things that the author did was the dual timelines.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's hard to do with pacing.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it throws you back and forth. Like, you have like a good flow and then you're thrown into like a different time completely. Now, and like some authors, it works really well. Like Amy A.L. Jackson, she does the dual somewhat, but her pass is always third person, so it like blends differently than like continually being first.
Well, we did those Ashley Muniz motorcycle clubs. Yeah.
Oh,
And I think we were all a little frustrated with that flipping of the timeline. It didn't, I think it's
well,
something that's
sometimes it
really
gets to be
hard to
too
do.
much,
Yeah.
too.
Yeah. And they were short chapters. So you didn't have any real, especially in part one, you didn't have any real time to get into the current timeline before you were thrown back into the
Yeah.
other one.
Well, in this book, it was set up a little differently with the three sections, you know,
Yes.
the three parts. And again, you know, we'll give allowances because it is a debut. Everybody's, you know, learning. Writing is hard. It's not easy. But overall, like, so I think Second Chance is really hard to write and to make you believe in second chances as a trope.
I think it's really like is like with this type of book, when there's a big secret, like that's really difficult for me. Like why did you keep this secret if you love this person so much? Like, and then with the dual timeline, like
Well, and the
when you
time
don't know the
gap.
secret either, like then I get frustrated. I want to know the secret.
Well, I think that the time frame was like one of the things for me is it's 10 years. It's like they're like past the point where it matters. So it's like, why wait so long?
And I do think the author did good setting up the town. I think the small town worked. The setting worked. There, you know, we were not growing lemon trees in Virginia.
No.
So I felt like that worked. The multicultural aspects. You know, Amber herself is in a multicultural relationship. Like, I felt like that piece was really well done in this book. But Second Chance, and it's really funny because recently I've read a bunch of Second Chances, and I was helping one of our clients at Bookcase Media with a Second Chance book that they were plotting out. And I actually was like, I think Second Chance has got to be the hardest trope for an author to write. And I put it over on Threads, and actually, Mariah Inkerman was like, yes, it is, because I hold grudges. And I think that's what it is. I'm a grudge holder. Like, I remember who wronged me every time through every walk.
And then you waited 10 years to tell me?
Right?
Well, and I think it depends on like the reasoning
Yeah.
behind the original breakup. Like
Yeah.
it has to work. Like, and also like the lifestyle after the second chance is one of my big things. Like, I hate the fact that like oftentimes the girl is pining and she is celibately pining and he might be pining, but he's a dog.
Yeah.
It's like, go be a hoe. Like, enjoy your sexuality. Like, and what, like, if there's like valid reasons for the celibacy, that's fine. But it's like they didn't measure up. Like, dude, you didn't even try. How do you know they didn't measure up? Maybe that dick was way better.
Right. And none of us are married to our high school sweetheart or high school crush or love interest, right?
No, I met
No.
mine in college.
Yeah. I think that I'm a very different person, even in my 20, from 18 to 21, I'm a very different person. And I think for me, second chances are hard when it's someone from their high school, from like their youth, because to be honest, everybody I went to high school with, like, they can fall downstairs.
I don't talk to really anybody I went to high
I
school
don't,
with.
yeah, I have like
No.
my core group of friends, but I don't talk to
Friends are
anybody from high school.
different than boys that you
Yes.
dated.
Well, yeah, I didn't
I
date in
don't
high
speak with
school,
any
so.
of the boys that I dated when I was in high school.
No.
And I think high school sweethearts, and there's only who lives up? Like, if you think back to your high school crush, who lives up now as an adult to that hype that you had at 17 and 18? Because
I
I am
question
certain
my crush choices.
those men do not look the same anymore.
Yeah, they did not all
Well,
age
I mean,
well.
yeah, we don't either, so
Yeah.
right. I do.
I'm gonna
Okay.
delight people.
You all know I'm a petty bitch. We all know this. This is Becky. This is what she does. When I come across someone from high school, like on Facebook, and I see them and I'm like, haha, he has no hair. Or, oh, you got fat. I've always been fat. Like, I've always been fat, but you got fat. It
Oh no.
brings me a little joy, a little petty joy.
I mean, petty pants are my favorite pants, so.
I mean, they look great on you too, Leah.
Thank you.
But so this isn't the like the Truth Never Spoken wasn't the only second chance romance that I've read recently. Helena Hunting's, it's not second chance so much as, but it's the high school crush
It
to the
has that second
now.
chance vibes to it, though.
Yeah. And while I really loved the heroine, and the hero was a good boy, golden retriever, he pines for her and he is not a dirty dog. But I don't think, I feel like he should have fessed up his wrongness. It's that secret piece, right?
Yeah.
But it made me think, so as I was reading this book and as I was reading the Helena Hunting book, it made me think of the movie Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore in it, which I learned that Jenny does not like Drew Barrymore.
I need to know
Okay.
why.
So why do
I
you hate
should.
her?
I didn't say I hate her. I'm
But
said
why
I'm
do you
not a
not like
fan.
her? Why are you
It's
not a fan?
her voice. Like, I don't like her voice.
No, it's fair.
Okay.
I mean,
And some of
okay.
her mannerisms, I don't know. She's just like
You know, she
annoying to
loves
me.
mac and cheese, in case you're wondering.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yes. I saw that
Have you seen
on.
that TikTok?
Yeah.
Well, because it was on John Oliver.
Yeah, I was
So,
gonna say I saw it on John
John
Oliver too.
Oliver,
I mean, I love mac and cheese.
But so the redemption story I want, the second chance story that I want is the Never Been Kissed story. You know, where she goes back and gets to kind of right her own wrongs.
Well, that's not really second chance, though. That's like, I mean, it is. So, like, we kind of have to define the second chance. Is it second chance at love, second chance at life, like second chance with the same person? Like, there's so many layers to second chance that people like misrepresent it sometimes, I think.
Yeah. So the book was Second Chance with Love, like your first
Yes.
love. And again, I love differently than I loved at 18. From
I
18 to
don't think I
20.
knew really how to love at 18.
I mean, no, I was just a horny bug that humped what I could
I
hump.
don't like the person I was when I was 18, so.
Okay. Well, we like the person you are now at whatever you are.
Thanks. Yeah.
Jenny was very clear to let me know that this movie, Never Been Kissed, came out in 1999, and she was all of what, 15?
I was in high school.
She was in high school at least. I'm fairly certain Lindsay was like 9.
I'm doing the math.
How old were you, Leah?
16.
Yeah, I was 18, so
Maybe
22 and
17.
getting married.
If I'm mathing correctly,
Oh,
we
Stacy
all know
was
math is
10.
not my strong suit. That
Well, and
sounds
I
right. I think
also,
I'm like 2 years older,
two years older than you, maybe 2, 3 years
I'm
older than me. So,
41, for
yeah.
those of you who need to know, I am 41.
Yeah, I'm 2 years older than
So,
you.
what would you
So.
consider Never Been Kissed then? A second chance at life?
It's like a second
Yeah.
chance opportunity. Like she gets to redo like
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
her.
Redo? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a redo. Like she really like she gets to redo her formative years essentially, and like she's a completely different person than she was the first time around. And yes, like there's like reasons though, like why she's going back, but like she gets that opportunity to reevaluate and reinvent herself to
Yeah.
like who she really is and not who she became because of her situation.
It almost feels a little bit like, you know, we talk about it being like a glow up, but it's almost like a little bit of a redemption, right? It's a chance for you. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, but you get to claim your narrative back.
Almost like a, it's almost a little revengey. kind of like a, not necessarily revenge, but kind of like, hey, look what I am now. It's like that.
Well, and it also shows you that who you were at 16 and hormonal and chaotic is not who you are at 20 something. Because, I mean, there's a decent like age bump between like when, like how old she is, like when she goes back to school. And it's like, you are not, I mean, there are some people who are the same people at 16 as they are at 26. And I'm sorry that they are like, you did not do any growing, but like most people, like, you are not that same person. It just shows like who you are at 16. It makes a difference, but at the same time, like you can completely change the trajectory of your life by just making better, like different choices.
So, and I went looking. We have not done a trope talk on second chances.
Well, because we have a hard time liking them.
Yeah, I think we've floated it, but we've
I think we
never
floated
actually,
it.
Nobody wants to
No.
do
And then we
it.
talk about how we don't like them.
I don't dislike them. It just has to be
I'm picky.
the right way. I mean, and there has to be, and like we're talking about, there has to be a reason for me. Your parents moved you across the country,
Yes. Like you didn't have
or
any control.
you had no control. Like there are ways that it can happen that I'm completely fine with.
Do you think that it makes a difference? So, say within this book, let's say that the couple wasn't actually a couple. Like maybe the dating had just started or the liking had just started to happening, but there was never any real clear definition to relationship. Some, moved, left for college, moved away, whatever, and then comes back 10 years later. Would that be an easier sell?
Yes.
Yes.
Because, see, and I wonder if times when authors do second chance, I wonder if they focused more on the heroine, particularly because, especially Amanda, we are in our female rage era right now. I'll tell you about that in a second. But if it was more about her reclaiming her narrative, which is what we get in Never Been Kissed, right? She's reclaiming her narrative. The Helena Hunting book, it was about her reclaiming the narrative and saying, look, I went on to be bigger and better things than what you guys thought I would be. You might have thought I was annoying. You might have thought I was awkward, but I'm more than that. And so it can be a second chance and even have the hero be the same one from her youth. But I feel like if it's not a defined relationship and then moving forward, they come back and find each other. It's kind of like they were in the same friend group, but they weren't really friends. Like that kind of friend to lover, I can handle. But the
Like they were on
long,
like the periphery.
right. But if they're like longtime friends, been together all the time, best buds, and it's just all of a sudden they're friends to lover, like never once, you never once thought, oh.
Well, I mean, but there are some that are that, and it does work, but it takes the right author to tell the right story with it.
Yeah. Jen Ellen says, I have a hard time because we have the internet and cell phones and they can't stay in touch.
Well, and even too, like if there's an outside source, because I know I've read some where the parents force it, or someone tells a lie and, that the other person, just leaves and is hurt. And, when you're 17 or 18, you're non-confrontational to some extent. Like you're just going to believe it and kind of in certain cases. I mean,
Well, and I've read a couple where it's like they get into a big fight and like they are like we're done with each other and one of them leaves and the other one like gets drunk and like makes out with somebody or like does something stupid. And it's like, and then they come back and it's like, well, we just had a fight. It's almost like Ross and Rachel and they were on a break. But it's like there's enough like of a miscommunication, but they're immature enough to like not recognize that like we're just fighting. We can come back from this. And then one of them makes a boneheaded like choice. And it's like that is the pinnacle and like the reason they break up. And sometimes they like, depending on like why they come back together, has to make sense also, though.
Well, I think of Rockstar by Lauren Rowe. It's a second chance romance, but and it's a book in two parts. And Lauren Rowe's been writing books for a long time. Rockstar was not her first book. And but the rock style, the rock star lifestyle you do tend to be a little forgiving if one of them is makes bad choices or gets in bad situations because they're a freaking rock star, right? Like, I know Leah, that's part of what she doesn't like about
Well,
Rockstar.
but there's always, like, my feeling is there's always a limit to the bad choice. Like, the bad choices are like inevitable, but it's like, where do you draw the line on the bad choice? And I think that's my issue with it is like, because these are usually like grown ass adults, and it's like they're not taking responsibility for their bad choices. They're just like, well, I'm a rock star. It's okay. Like, then that's
Like
dumb.
that Devney Perry Garnet Falls book, like, I'm sorry, anybody who tells me that they love that book,
I
I
don't know
now
where this
question every single one of your choices. Like, you're like, oh my God, this is my favorite restaurant. We should eat there. No, we should not. You do not know how to make good choices.
Well, and like Made for Romeo by Natasha Madison, like he cheats, but he doesn't cheat.
And it's
But they're not
miscommunication.
together. But they're not together. Like,
Exactly.
yes, I. You, oh, you guys can see me doing
Well,
air
YouTube
quotes.
can see your air
I
quotes.
forgot for a hot second that we were on YouTube, but it's
Podcast
like they're
can.
not together and it's just them not having a conversation. But like he does the work, like in that, like that second chance and like that whole situation does not bother me at all because like he recognizes like I fucked up and I fucked up big, but I'm gonna do the work and then make the effort. And she makes him work for it even more once he comes back.
But that was a second chance that if somebody says, oh, that's one of my favorite second chances, I will then take their dinner or drink recommendation.
This is true.
But if they said Garnet Falls was their favorite, they loved that book, I now question everything. Like,
I don't know anybody who said that was their favorite book.
Look at Goodreads,
I'm just
friend.
like, people
Look at
are
Goodreads.
saying
We could give you a
No,
list.
it's like, no.
We could give
Sorry.
you a list.
That book was
Well,
that.
I'm just,
And
yeah, I
that
don't
was
look
one
at
of
that.
those that it just, it's a second chance that didn't make sense. And again, I am a petty, petty girl. I'm holding a grudge. He married someone else for
For
7 years
years,
and he
years,
laid
and
next to
raised her
her
child.
every night in bed, but we didn't sleep together.
I
Yep.
mean, sleep.
Right. More air
Yeah,
quotes from
no.
Leah.
She can do this.
I'm a big fan of those tonight
She's gonna
because I
be.
can do them.
Leah's gonna be air quoting. Okay, so I have to go back. Amanda, I had several messages from people that
Oh, no.
loved your book recs,
Oh.
but they were like,
For the
that
girl
was.
crush.
For
I
your
didn't
girl
know how,
crush
I didn't know
episode.
where that was gonna go.
People were
Okay.
like, what did you do to make Amanda so mad? I'm like, I
No,
did not.
it's the world made me mad.
Well, and I didn't watch the whole episode in its entirety, like the night of. Like I've listened to it since, but no joke, every time I came in and you were talking, you're like, they're gonna burn the world to
Yeah, I'm
the
like, somebody's dying. They're killing
They're
people.
done.
Like,
It's like
and then I
Amanda
didn't
has
even get
like
into all of it because I was just so like, I was so worked up. And I was like, I got out and I told Jeremy, I said, I don't think I said anything like intelligent other than
No, it
these people are
was,
just
but it was just
killing
really
people.
funny because,
I was
yeah.
like, I don't think that went well.
It went really well. I think it went
It
really well.
did. It was, but it was just really funny because I kept popping back in, and every time it was like,
Yeah.
she's gonna burn the
I had
world
one normal wreck and the rest were
down.
just
But I will tell
people
you what, you
unaliving.
sold us. Leah and I are working on a TBR list for quick shots for Patreon. And actually, you totally sold us on Emily McIntyre's.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, I think we're going to read it because the audios
Well,
are in Hoopla.
and it's one of those books that we've kind of been on the fence of on. Like there's been a lot of talk about it, but we haven't wanted to like take that plunge. And it's like Amanda was like scorched earth with it. So yeah, let's
Yeah.
read that.
So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a big fan of that one.
Did you see Jen Ellen's comment on the
Yeah,
YouTube?
it never accidentally went in. I know, Jen Ellen. Things happen. There, I
I
mean.
mean, morning wood is a thing, like really.
Oh, this might be how we get more people to read fantasy, says Stacy to Amanda.
This
Is
is
true.
I mean,
I mean.
I'm here for it. So whoever wants to read it with me, let's go.
And so many books. Fantasy books were sold this week for publishing, and
They
oh
were.
yeah. Yeah, I saw lots of stuff coming out. Devney Perry has one coming. But it's only single first person narrative, female.
That is a lot of fantasy books are
Is it?
that way.
Are they?
I don't know if I can do
Yeah.
that. I don't like them.
Usually there's
I
enough
think
action.
grumpy.
There's usually like enough action that you're getting like what's happening.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that though? Because I get a little
Yes.
grumpy about
But
it.
we read that The
Yes.
Next Best Fling by
Gabriel
Gabriel
Gomez.
Gomez, and that was single first person, and I don't feel like we missed, or that was single third person, right?
That was third person.
Third, yeah.
But I don't feel
So
like we
I can
missed
do it in
anything.
third. I don't know what it is about the first and the third. Third, it doesn't bug me. But first, single, I have a hard time with.
Yeah, I mean, I think it requires better descriptions and, I think that requires more
Communication,
work.
like there has
Yeah.
to be communication. And a lot of times, like it's missing.
Yeah, I think people there are people who do it well and people who don't, but yeah, you'll see it a lot in fantasy.
Did you get an advanced copy of the A.L. Jackson
I did.
romanticy that's coming out Montlake?
Yep, I'm gonna read that, so
Okay, we'll be very
we'll do
curious.
a, yeah, we can do a, I can do like a solo, like
Sure.
should you read it
Should you
or
read it?
whatever.
Well, I feel like it's really funny because the feedback we got from October Sip and Discusses, everyone's like, oh, you guys should do more of those, like, quirky
Oh, that's
books.
good.
And I'm like, yeah, but if we lead Leah, if we let Leah pick the quirky
Hey,
books, we're gonna end
hey.
up with like the trad wife cheating in the driveway books.
I
We're
went
not
down
going
a
there.
weird road recently. We don't need to keep talking
She
about
wasn't telling us to read it, though.
I did not
No,
suggest
she
anybody read it. I
didn't.
just was telling you the chaos that I was ingesting with my eyeballs. I did not recommend it. I just was talking about it.
Well, and then did you guys see the Christmas series that I shared over on Discord? That's like the Christmas auction series novellas.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm excited about that one. It's going to be really good. Well, and then like Chloe Maines in that other Christmas novella series with like Evie Rose. She was in like that Heaven and Hell like
Series
series.
Heaven
We
and
can't get
Hell.
away from those.
That Heaven and Hell, like, I'm sad because did I tell you Adelaide Forrest unpublished her
Yes.
book in that one? I don't know.
Why?
Well, she has a trad pub deal for her stuff as Harper Woods. So I wonder if she's like pulling, but she didn't unpublish her mafia stuff and her mafia stuff. So she her first book, Bloodied Hands, in her mafia series is a second chance. And that's the one where I'm like, is it weird if he just shows up in bed next to you when you wake up the next morning? I asked Leah this question and she's like, no, it happens. I'm like, dude.
But you did tell me it's mo like you gave
It's
me the like
mafia,
bullet
yeah.
points, like it's a mafia book, it's this and this. And so no, it's not weird.
I went to bed with the doors locked all by myself, and I wake up and there's a man next to me.
But again, it's one of those like sub-genres that there's a lot of red flags that are not red flags.
Yeah, and he has resources that maybe the normal person would.
Look
Yeah,
at Jenny giving
seriously.
justification to breaking and entering.
I mean,
Hey,
now in my
it's
real
fine.
life, if I woke up to that and it wasn't my husband, yes, I would freak out.
Well,
But in my book world,
that
I
Lights
got it,
Out
friend.
by Nevessa Allen. He's, but he loves her kitty, so it's okay if he stalks her and comes into her home.
I do
I
like a
have to
good
read that
stalking.
one. I really liked her MC one that I read,
I'm really
so I'm
curious
gonna
about
have to
that one
check it
too. That
out.
was your book of the week
It was.
this
I
week.
read it. I have thoughts.
On Lights
The MC
Out?
one?
No, on the MC one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have thoughts.
I'm sure we can talk.
We'll talk.
You have thoughts? Leah has an opinion about things randomly.
Shut your mouth.
I don't even know who you are.
Yes, actual kitty.
An
He's a good
actual kitty.
kitty dad.
I was in the mood
Oh, well,
for it.
he
It
could be a
just, it
good
worked
kitty
for
dad
me.
too. He is a good kitty dad too. Like, however you want to take that. There's your out of context
Yeah.
quote, Leah, you need it.
I did. Oh,
I
I
wasn't
because
sure either, but I wasn't going to ask for clarification.
I could put because I haven't actually finished the coloring page, so I could put that.
That
He's a
is,
good kitty dad.
he's a good kitty dad. Isn't that the coloring
Cat daddy.
cat daddy? Isn't
Oh,
that
that's yeah.
the random postcard you want in your swag pack?
Yeah. Would you like a cat daddy postcard to color people? Because
I
I will
mean,
finish that and make it. I have the design done. I just haven't done the typeset overlay yet.
you're insane, but I love you
You
anyway.
love me anyway.
I do love you anyway for all those reasons. Okay, do we have anything else? Was there anything you wanted to say about The Truth Never Spoken before we go to the next part? Okay, we are going to give our thumbs up, thumbs down, and what we thought about this book. Leah, you go first. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay, so I'm doing thumbs sideways. So the book itself, I did not love. There were some issues for it, but it is a debut, and I see a ton of potential in this author and her writing. She just needs to tighten up her stories better. But I didn't hate it, but I did not love it either.
Yeah. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm gonna go with Leah, like sideways, like, because again, it's a debut, and the writing structure is great. She has good character development, town development. Like the story just was not for me.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Same. It's thumb sideways. And honestly, like I didn't get all the way through it. So I really don't want to like judge, like say
Yes,
yay or
no.
nay, but there's definitely potential. I'm not finished with it. I just kind of like to, it's been like I'm reading like 12 books right now
Fair,
between
fair.
reading
Fair, fair.
audios and whatever. I'm just like all over the place. But I do see the potential. It's a debut. Like I'm interested to read like more in this series and finish, see where she
And
goes.
I'm with all of you guys. This is a debut, so I'm going to give grace for debut. The pacing needed some work. She like the storyline plotting points needed tightened up a little bit. I think that she did two incredibly hard things as a debut that for
Didn't
me
quite work.
as an editor, I would not encourage someone to do in a debut. So I have to look at it kind of with that editor brain too. Second chance is already going to be hard enough, and then to have it sectioned into three sections with dual timelines, it just puts a lot of things against the pacing of the story, like right from get. So I'm not gonna write Amber off. I think she has a cute little novella coming out for Christmas, and she has a new book coming out in January. So I'm going to continue to check her out and read her because I think the tropes that aren't second chance, the way she
Well,
writes a
that's the thing. You
character.
see the potential in her writing, and like if the story worked better, then it would be a better book
I
for us.
also think she's going to be an author to watch. I think she's got a really great, unique voice if she keeps going with the multicultural couples and how that views into this world. I think she's going to be an author to watch. I think she's got a great voice and stories to tell. It just, it's going to take, it's like
Some
anything.
time.
It takes time to learn your craft. And she's got, there's some margin of error there that she'll overcome. Okay, so that's that. If you, do you guys have any second chance romance? Oh, Stacy says she's intrigued by the second book because it's motocross.
Oh, yeah. Well,
And that's not something we see very often
no.
also. Okay, second chance romances that you do love and you think people should read if they're looking for second chance romances.
So A Reckless Memory by Marie Johnston. This is book one in the oil. I don't remember which series. One
Barons,
of the
aren't those
oils.
the
The
Barons?
Knights.
Yeah, Oil Knights.
Knights.
And it's a Baron Knight crossover. They were supposed to get married. He was in it for the money. She drives off with his dog. They come back together because he needs a job, and she basically sends him a drunken email saying, I would like you to work for me, but he doesn't know it's her, and she basically gives him like treats some like dirt for a while. But he does show up for her, which is nice. And so like it's a second chance that like the breakup makes sense. The coming back together is funny, but it makes sense also. But they're older when their relationship happened also, so it doesn't have any of those like high school vibes to it.
Jenny, you got any second chance romance you think people should give a try?
I mean, my favorite second chance romance is a Penny Reed book, so Friends Without Benefits.
Yeah. And she has a release tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I am like halfway done.
Okay.
I am so excited for this book. I've wanted this book since he was first introduced in this freaking world.
It's not who you think he is.
I did not think he would be, but he's probably going to be so much more than I expected to. But also there's Cletus moments that you just kind of are going to love, probably.
Because
Cletus is not happy with him.
Y'all are crazy. Amanda, do you have any second chance romances you think people should read?
I had like The Third Baseman by Lulu Moore. That is second chance. They are together in high school and you do get some flashbacks, but there's a reason that they break up. It's an outside force, even though Jupiter does break up with Marnie. And there's some time in between. She's married in between. They get back together and like he kind of finagles the situation to where she's working for his baseball team. And he has to grovel. I mean, he's a jerk.
Is he a dog though?
No. Everybody thinks he's a dog, but he's not. See,
this is what I like.
He's a jerk, and yeah, she makes him work for it. But yeah, they had the whole, but you get the high school kind of before. It's not like that back and forth. So you get the first part and then you kind of get the second part, which works better for me, mm-hmm. like just the way it reads.
Yeah.
And then the only other one I had was, we already talked about, was Made for Romeo.
Okay. So. Well, I have a list. I have a list. Almost Heaven by Judith McNaught. It's a historical. He leaves to go ask permission to marry her or to do something. And she's accused of being in a scandal. And then her uncle decides, it's Regency, her uncle decides that she's not going to be a spinster anymore and messages all the people that had at one time asked for her hand in marriage. And there's a mix-up. She ends up at his hunting cottage in Scotland.
Cottage.
Well, I was yelling about cabins with Sydney because we were doing stuff. One Night with You by Carrie Ann Ryan came out this week and she and I mm-hmm. were talking about that. And I'm like, it's more like a house, not a cabin. Like it's a chalet. And anyway,
but not as fancy.
Anyway, Broken Miles by Claire Kingsley is a second chance. And they were like young, married, yeah. High school.
That's a good one.
And it works. Watch Me Unravel. It's a Julia Woof. It's in her Color Blue Rock Band series. And, she gets pregnant at a one night stand. They sort of kind of co-parent together. He goes out and is a rock star. The daughter hurts herself. He comes home from tour and they kind of rekindle their romance because he starts showing up. But he is a dirty dog while they're apart. And she is too. She's dating. She actually has a fiance and ends up breaking up with her fiance.
That would not bug me. Because she got some too.
Yeah. Winterville by Carrie Elks technically has three of the six books are second chance.
Wow.
But they're all done really well, so. Made for Romeo, Forbidden by Sawyer Bennett. They were college sweethearts, again having an affair in secrecy, and then when it started potentially they were gonna get caught and leaked out and she was tired of being his secret. They broke up, lived their lives, and then come back together years later. The Darkest Hour by Maya Banks. This is an interesting second chance because he thinks she's dead, but really she's been kidnapped by a guerrilla army in the Colombian rainforest or something, the cocoa fields or something.
But had she not been kidnapped, it would have, I mean, that like manifested the second chance, but like he kind of was like pushing away anyway. Yeah. So
We're Made of Moments is another one that's a really good second.
That's such a good one.
It's done really well. And Holding by Alexandra House. Crystal was one of my girl crushes. She was dealing with bipolar disorder. They're married, then they get divorced because she's not dealing with her illness well and he can't live with her chaos, and then they come back together. So again, really well done Second Chance. I told you I had a list. And it's really funny because if you asked me, I would tell you I don't like to read second chance romances. I detect a lie.
I totally had to come off the cuff because I forgot this part.
I always forget
again,
this part.
It is how it's done.
I put it in the show notes, you guys.
I know.
If you
Rebecca,
like this.
Do we look at the show
it's
notes?
It's been months and I still don't do it.
Seriously. I mean, we've been doing this for what, 6 months now?
Yeah.
I know. My brain.
Like,
was,
that makes a difference. We could be doing it for 6 years and we probably would forget.
Okay.
But we have Goodreads shows for anybody who wants more.
We do.
Look at Amanda. She's like reaching here. I have a Goodreads show. Please check it out.
I probably have like two.
Yeah, right. I know. I was like, I should probably look at that before
65
I recommend it.
On my second chance shelf. But then as I was going through it, I'm like, oh, this one's not a second chance. This one's not really a second chance. It's like, I need to reshelf some things.
Oh, my goodness. Stacey says, read Winterville. And I couldn't agree more, particularly as it's getting cold and snowy. And you're feeling like you're in the mood for some
why would I want to read Christmassy, about cold and snowy things when
Christmassy
it's cold
weather.
And snowy?
You could
I like
living...
to read beach reads when it's cold and snowy.
Like, you are like the poster child for oppositional defiance disorder tonight.
Well, the boy child was really sticking it to me earlier today.
So you decided to come on here and stick it to me?
Yeah.
We had some words. So this is my venting.
She's having words.
She's having words with us.
She's having words with us.
Yeah, but you guys put up with me, so.
Do we have a choice? Can we vote Leah off the island? Just kidding.
Do Maybe? You really want to vote me off?
No. Who would I complain to every day? Jenny cannot handle that many phone calls a day.
Nope. Who's my max? And sometimes I have to talk to other people.
Right. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for this episode. I appreciate you so much. Do not forget to tune in this Sunday as we dive into the holiday spirit and load up your TBR with all the Christmas romance book recommendations you will need. I am reading them as fast as I can so that I can tell you all the new Christmas romances that are out and that are good. Also, I've only come across one that was 500 pages. Everybody else, it's novellas. Laura Blakely, 500 pages.
You will see, like, Christmas books are typically a shorter book.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd put that out for Amanda. And next week...
I'm going to get there.
Next week, we will be here for Drinksgiving, so bring your drinks. And we are reading Role Play by Kathy Yardley, so do not want to miss it. I am going to read it here in the next day or two, and I will come up with a signature cocktail, and maybe we can make that. Maybe we'll come up with a fun, because I do believe there's like gamer Dungeons and Dragons play in this book. Like, I think
is that why it's role playing?
Yeah, okay. I think there's like some nerdy gamer techness stuff. So
fun.
We'll come up with something. So that's it for this episode. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.